Money's like air. Without it, we suffocate. But money's not like air in another way. God didn't make it. Jews make it. Nobody tells you this. So when they want to create a world catastrophe, like a housing bubble, or bailouts and bail-ins to confiscate your wealth, they pull some levers and suddenly you're shocked. You never saw it coming. Nobody could have predicted it, lied Alan Greenspan after the 2008 crisis. Stanley Fisher, the current real head of the Fed, is a dual citizen of Israel and America, just like Chertoff, the real head of the Homeland Police State. On August 12th, Fisher gave a speech in Sweden, hinting that bail-ins are coming to America. Bail-ins mean that Jewish bankers seize your bank account, steal it legally, part or all, and you thought bailouts were as low as bankers could go. There's worse to come. For as we speak, the Jewish money masters are inventing new ways to wreck your world. Here's Fisher.
Work on the use of resolution mechanisms set out in the Dodd-Frank Act holds the promise of making it possible to resolve banks in difficulty at no direct cost to the taxpayer. As part of this approach, the United States is preparing a proposal to require systemically important banks to issue bail-inable long-term debt that will enable insolvent banks to recapitalize themselves.
No cost to taxpayers? Banks can recapitalize without government funding? Why, of course. No bailouts are needed. This time, bail-ins. The banks will recapitalize by grabbing your checkbook. They already did a practice run in Cyprus. Bail-ins have been on the books for 4 years now. It's a trap waiting to spring on the unsuspecting. Buried deep in the Dodd-Frank Act is a scheme to seize depositors' money when the bankers pretend to be insolvent again. You see, depositors are classified as creditors to the bank. You loaned your money to the bank. Did you know that? When they pretend to be bankrupt, they'll divvy up their net worth, whatever they decide, that is, among the creditors. First creditors in line are the primary holders, other banks. You're last in line. Fisher's bail-inable long-term debt will leave little left for you except for some worthless shares and bonds. You'll be lucky to get pennies on the dollar. Or they'll give you a haircut. That's what they did in Cyprus. The haircut takes part of your money. Just another way of fleecing you. When will the bail-ins happen? Whenever the Jews decide. Fisher doesn't act alone. Jewish money control is not a person. It's an organism that stretches from the Fed to London to Germany all the way to Tel Aviv. The Jews decided the very day of the 29th stock market crash. They engineered it. They'll engineer another crisis justifying bail-ins. They'll blame the Russians. Putin will get the rap. Whoever they blame, your checking account will be gone, and the banks will take a holiday. Better get your money out now. Panic will be everywhere. ATMs will be shut down. Short-term credit to supermarkets will be at high interest rates. Shelves will be empty, and looting will be rampant. It's the fate the Talmud always had in store for the Goyim. They won't need FEMA camps, dear Alex. They control your money. They don't need guns to seize your cash.